Welcome, friends. I've got Dr. Lee here on the Movement is Medicine show to talk about one of the innovative new therapies that we're offering here at the clinic that involves restricting blood flow. Dr. Lee, welcome. What's going on?
Good, Barry. How you doing, my man?
Oh, I'm doing so good, man. So I'm excited to hear more about this blood flow restriction therapy because it's not something I'm super familiar with, and I would imagine like most of our listeners aren't either.
Yeah, like blood flow restriction, not really therapy as much as an adjunct to like weightlifting, has been around for a while. If you remember like the 80s or the 70s, like especially like old wrestlers, like how they tie off their biceps and things like that, and they just get a super big pump from that. But basically what we're doing here is we're restricting blood flow into the limb. That's creating a mechanism where the liver, brain, etc. will just drop a bunch of hormone into the bloodstream, which has a systemic effect. It's just like we're talking like human growth hormone, like growth factors, maybe a little bit of testosterone. And what that does is that because of you're restricting the blood flow, you're restricting oxygen that goes into the tissues. So the body's way to counteract that is to create a bigger muscle. So that also has strength gains that can decrease your rehab time, that can make it so that you're more sustainable if you're about to go into a surgery, especially if it's like a surgery where you're going to be open for a long period of time. But in general, it's just the way we're going to use it here is to help with like tendonitis or like cartilage issues, especially like in the knees, the Achilles tendon, like the like a golfer's elbow or like a little league elbow type thing where you've got like some tendinous issues, tennis elbow. So it's just overall just going to help us to get people to heal a lot faster, but also be a lot stronger, even though we're using a lot less weight. So there's a couple different details. I'm sure we're going to get into them.
Now, that's interesting. So is that – so a lot of things you said piqued my interest because you mentioned, say, tennis elbow, my elbow and my tris. I do tricep extensions, and I hit those arms really hard. That elbow tendon just gets so fired up, and sometimes that's a hard one to treat.
Yeah.
And so this is maybe something I look at for that.
Well, absolutely. Oftentimes, like when we're doing a lot of weightlifting, like we're doing a lot of concentric exercise, which is basically a shortening the muscle belly. With that, like the muscle can sometimes get bound and or stuck in a direction, which would be a shortened direction. And with that, you can sometimes degrade the tendons or the ligaments, cartilage, whatever it is, which you can counteract with certain exercises. But ultimately, using that blood flow restriction is going to reconstitute those connective tissues. So again, that's cartilage, tendon, ligament. So we can beef up those guys without adding too much weight or strain or stress to the joint, which is awesome.
It's totally awesome. How does this, do we have a device that we use? I'm all of a sudden having pictures in my mind of we're pulling out like a leather strap and a belt and we're just cinching it down really hard, but I'm sure it's a little more technical than
that
these days.
Yeah, that's how I used to do it pretty much, was just like basically taking like a belt with two D-rings and just like cinching that muscle down as much as you can. That's obviously not very scientific. So over the past, I'd say 10, 15 years, they've been developing these tourniquet systems. So the tourniquet system, basically you can allow a certain percentage of blood into the limb. And with that, it's auto-regulates. So as you move, like you're going to create more pressure and the device can regulate that pressure so it doesn't put too much strain on the muscle. Whereas if you were just blocking off the blood flow without any wherewithal, like no idea of what pressure you're occluding or like what you're allowing in it, sometimes you can get like damaged tissue. Like it was very common with people that were using just the straps to like tear muscles, like whether that's like their biceps. That's probably the most common one that you see with people, but also hamstrings or quad or glute even. So the device is super helpful because it regulates that pressure. So you can keep it in a safer zone and then you can work out for longer. But again, with a lot less weight, like most of the things that we should do with it are actually like body weight stuff, which is crazy.
So is part of our treatment methodology and our tool set, is that something that we would use for a set period of time? Is that something that we see real benefit from 3, 4, 5 treatments with, or is it something that is a longer term type thing that we'd look to use?
Essentially, once the tissue's there, it's viable already. So the thing about this, after receiving a therapy, like one session of 15, 20 minutes, whatever it is, you're going to have that systemic effect for about 2 to 4 days. So to do this twice a week is basically going to keep it so your body is auto-regulating and creating a lot more of that human growth hormone drop, that IGF-1, testosterone, whatever it is, which if your goal is to grow, that's what you want. You want more of those hormones coming around naturally. You don't got to do anything exogenously. It's literally just basically a cheat code for creating more of that hormone without taking it in exogenously, which is awesome.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's great. I've used it a lot for my shoulder. That was like one of the main therapies I was doing at MTI PT, and I actually gained probably like 10 pounds of muscle in my legs while doing that therapy. So like I actually weighed more coming out of rehab and with less fat mass than I did going into having the injury. So it's really interesting.
And even though your activity levels plummeted.
Yeah, like it was crazy. Like I was just hiking and basically doing like rehab exercises. And I was still, because of just the therapy, I was gaining like mass.
Man, sign me up.
Yeah, my quads are getting bigger. My pants started like getting really tight. So now I got to get a whole new wardrobe and stuff. But it's one of those effects where you're happy with it. Like I also oftentimes struggled with growing mass, just like gaining weight. And like essentially, like playing rugby, you don't want to be like too small. Obviously, you want to have the ability to
have some density.
Yeah, sustain some hits. This guy works really well for that. But you also see the benefit that it could have for patients with tendonitis type stuff, or if there's a really, I guess, problematic like ankle injury where you're not getting you're plateauing, or you're not just getting the results that you want. You can add this, and just by using that blood pressure cuff, essentially, you're going to create that ischemia, which is a lack of blood flow and oxygen. But as soon as you take it off, all the blood rushes into those areas where it was deprived before. So you get a big analgesic effect, which is reduction in pain. And you also just, you get like a buzzy, like endorphin high off it too. It's wild.
So you might be treating so it's localized treatment, meaning you'd put it on or around or near to a place where we wanted to affect some kind of change, but you're also talking about the whole system effect that it has.
Yeah, so even though you're targeting and you're fatiguing the area that you really want to address, the brain and the liver, they don't really care that you're just trying to put it in one area. They're like, well, this is going into your bloodstream, and then everything benefits off that, which is, I think, super cool.
This sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Like, it's one of those things where you just want to experience it, especially if you've got like a nagging injury, like connective tissue type injury. Even muscle strains, though, it's really going to help with that as well. It's just one of those things where if you can decrease your healing time and get back to doing what you want, and also maybe reap some of the benefits of gaining a little bit of mass, who doesn't want that?
Most of us do want that. And I think this is really great application for a lot of our functional fitness athletes and for a lot of the people who come in here who do have specific strength and performance gains. And oftentimes, hand in hand, have some chronic areas. I know myself as a guy who had CrossFitted for a long period of time. There's some tendon stuff that has been really tricky to handle, even with scraping. I've tried some stuff like ozone and PRP and various other stuff, and all of it's been beneficial to some degree or not, but this is a new opportunity to try something different.
Absolutely. Create more blood. As you grow that tissue, you're going to create more blood going into that tissue as well, because it has to create some blood supply in order to grow. So that in of itself is just going to help you with any chronic nagging injuries, especially like if they're around the joints, tendons, ligaments, etc.
And I don't think people realize either, if you've an experienced lifter, if you've been into fitness for a while, you see a slowdown effect on muscle growth. It becomes harder and harder over time to keep growing muscle. You don't get those noob gains anymore. Right. And so anything like this that is a natural hack, cheat code, a biohack you can use is pretty interesting. And there's a lot of people who might be interested in that just from a performance standpoint.
Oh, absolutely. If you're plateauing and you're just having trouble like getting over like a certain edge, I mean, especially if it's joint related, like this is going to be something that you really want to attack. We're using a lot less weight. We're using probably like 20% of one rep max, but we're creating high rep scenarios that are going to induce that fatigue a lot sooner. Like literally just doing push-ups, like when you've got one of these blood pressure cuffs on, is like super fatiguing. You're just like, what is wrong with me? And it's more so just because of the effect of the cuff.
Wow. I can't wait to try this out personally, and I'm sure that there's a ton of our patients who are going to absolutely love this addition into our toolkit. Lee, this is great. Now, we'll also be shooting some video at some point that can go hand in hand to this. So if you're intrigued and you're wondering what this looks like, check us out on our social or our YouTube or whatever. We'll be releasing some video content in and around when we drop this pod that can help bring this to light for you. And if it's something that you know already, hey, I'm in, I want to give this a try, then obviously, yeah, book some time and we can put it together as part of course, your holistic whole treatment package to help get you closer to what you want.
Yeah, absolutely. This is something that we're going to offer like all of our patients. But if you wanted just this specifically, there's also going to be a package for that as well.
Beautiful. Lee, thanks for being here. Thanks for also continuing to help us push the envelope and find innovative new technology to help our people feel better and hit their goals, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you too, Barry.
All right. Chat later.
See you guys.